你做个开始祷告。
We will have our question and answer before we start. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we can gather here before you. Lord, you know our hearts that we really want to know you more because you have first loved us. Lord, that there are some doubts, some questions has been bothering us, Lord. Lord, please use this afternoon that your wisdom will be showered upon us. Teach us, enlighten us, so that we may understand your will, and in turn that our life will be pleasing to you. Lord, we pray that you be with us. Whatever we ask from you, Lord, give us the correct answer so that we may live for you rightly. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我相信大家一定有很多问题，所以我也不占大家的时间。
I know you must have a lot of questions, so I don't want to take too much time from you.
在我把时间交给 Dr. Monroe 前，我只提醒诗班的成员在两点半的时候，请到楼下去，我们练唱。
I'd like to remind you that our choir members should go downstairs at 2:30. You practice some song.
Okay.
Dr. Monroe will answer our question.
This is good. Do you want me to read these?
Okay.
You want to I can't read that, so you'll have to read.
You want to answer those, or you want me to read?
Well, go ahead and ask those first, then I'll.
Okay.
At least one or two, then I'll read.
Okay.基督徒的事业心很重，是否对呢？ Is it right for Christians to have ambition in their career?
Yes, it's good. I wish we had more.
是的，我们应该有。
I think it's very important that we realize that the Lord has called us to get involved in the life of the world as well as letting our light shine to the world.
我们知道神呼召我们在这个世界里面在各方面来跟主做见证而且向世人来显露我们的光
The Lord needs people who will take leadership and who will take responsibility. I don't think that the Lord wants us to have a false humility and say, well, I'm just going to be I'm going to let everybody elseget ahead and I just kind of take what's left.
我想神他呼召也他的儿女出来是要我们在各方面都来领头来做事情来做得很显著不要我们要有这种错误的观念以为我们来谦卑好像我什么都不要做让别人来做头
Ambition is very good. It's normal. It's natural. But we need to keep it sanctified and consecrated to the Lord.And be ambitious to do those things that are in harmony with the will of God.
我们在事业上有野心是对的，但是我们心里面要注意，我们所做的一切是要分别为圣。我们做这些是为了要荣耀神。
There are some people who are talking to Pat Robertson about running for president of the United States, and he is not saying, "Oh no, I don't want to be ambitious." He's saying, "Sure."If I can get to be president of the United States, I want to be, so I can lend my influence to the glory of God.
有人跟一个弟兄 Pat Robertson 说，他就说你要不要做总统？他说是啊，假如说神要我做总统，我就应该在全社会里面发生影响。那为主的缘故，我也愿意做总统。
So long as your ambition does not have aselfish, worldly desire, and as long as it's not contrary to what God wants you to do, I'd say ambition is great.
若是你事业的野心，不只是为着自己，不是为了爱世界，而是跟神的心意合的话，你是应该有野心的。Second question, 基督徒因课业或者工作繁忙而影响到侍奉怎么办？Christians, if they're studying or working, will influence the service to the Lord. How should they reconcile this.
If they're studying or...
studying or working in their offices will conflict with their service to the Lord.
Oh, in other words,
too much time.
If they're spending too much time on study...
and working in the offices.
In the office. The question is...
what should they do if they are too busy to serve the Lord?
Right. If they're taking too much time to study, I remember in Brazil, the Japanese would say, come to me. I was their pastor. They'd say, this next year, count me out because I'm going to be studying. And I'd say, you mean you won't become? Well, we may not. So they just shut everything down as far as the church is concerned and went to studying. That isn't what God wants.
我记得在巴西的时候，在做牧师，在有一个日本的弟兄，他来到我的面前说，明年要服侍的事上，你不要计算我，因为明年我全心在聚精会神要念书。我说你这样子说是不对的，但是第二年他就完全就不来参加服侍。
If you're married, you don't tell your wife, well, for the next year, don't look around for me. I'm going to be doing this or that. That doesn't make any sense.
若是你是结婚的话，你不可能跟你的太太说，你不要计算在，把我计算在里面，明年一年我要做的，这样是不合理的。
Somehow we have the idea that the Lord will excuse us from doing what he wants us to do while we're doing something else. And yet we eat our three meals a day, and yet we take time to do our other secular things, but with the Lord we can take a holiday. That isn't right.
有的时候我们觉得我们做一些该做的事情就可以跟主请假，就只要做那些神就会原谅我们。不管怎么忙，我们每天一天三餐总要吃的。有的时候我们也做一些属事的事情，我们就觉得可以做。
I think it's important to learn how to carry everything and do everything you have to do together rather than to say, I will do this, and when I'm through, then I will do this, and then when I'm through, I'll do this, because you have to live life facing everything at the same time. You can't just decide what you're going to face each time of your life.
所以在你们在做事的时候，你们要注意，要平均的分配你们的时间，也要做所有的事情，不是说我只做这个，只做那个。
I think sometimes, and maybe this might be true more with Orientals. I know I faced it with the Japanese in Brazil. They're under such pressure to meet the goals that they've set for themselves, especially sometimes parents have pushed their children to be sure and meet those goals, that they had to be sure that they studied and met that goal. Then they could breathe easy, and now I've got it made, you know, and then I can go on and start living.
我想在东方的人，因为我跟日本人同工过，我就晓得东方的人常常会这样，可能是他们生活上也预定了一个极大的目标，特别是他们的父母给他压力。
Remember what Jesus said when he was calling people to follow him, and he said, one man said, I must first go and bury my father, and then another said, I must go and test some oxen that I bought. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. When I call you, I want you to follow me. There isn't anything more important than following Jesus.
你们要记得，当主耶稣他呼召一些门徒的时候，他们有的人说我要回去要埋葬我的父亲，还有的人说我刚刚买了牛。但是主耶稣说你让那些死人去埋死人，所以他说，假如说我呼召你的时候，你马上就要做，不要让其他的事情影响神对你的呼召，因为神的工作是最重要的。
So what I'm really saying is that life is not separate compartments. We live all of life at the same time. We don't just say, I'm going to focus here, then focus here. Even as students, when you're preparing, I think you could be doing your studies, and at the same time, you could be living your Christian life, because sometimes living a Christian life can help you to do your studies even better.
所以我想提醒大家的就是你们不要把生活的分成一小段一小段好像我要做的话只能做这个而是我们在生活的里面我们要均匀的来应付我们做学生我们要好好的用功同时也不要忘记来服侍神若是我们在做学生的时候也同样的服侍神我相信神会帮助你在做学生的事上更能够有效
I have a seminary student. His name is Mark Cho. He's a Chinese. He's on the campus of Berkeley, in Berkeley, California, at Stanford, and our University of California at Berkeley. And he's a seminary student, and he's doing his studies, but he's also practicing his ministry, which under field education. So he is learning how to get to be a minister at the same time he is ministering. It's what we call an extension work. So you don't say, I'm going to study first, and then I'm going to start doing it. Sometimes you have to put the two together.
In California, Berkeley, Stanford, there's a brother, Joe, who is a teacher. Can you tell me what is the time when Moses got out from Egypt? 请问摩西出埃及大概是公元几年? The year.
The time? You mean the year in the chronology or how old he was?
Chronology.
Well, let's see. Last time I talked to him, I don't remember.
let's see.
All of a sudden, I'm my whole timetable seems to be off. I was looking at the Babylonian captivity downstairs and figuring out some things. Oh, let's see. That would be Abraham, Moses. I can't give you the exact time. All I know is that supposedly he was about 80 years old when the Lord called him.
我不能够给你正确的年代, 但是我知道神呼召他的时候他是80岁。
But I'll find that, and whoever asks that you come and see me, I'll find it for you.
我去查一下, 你们谁问的, 等一下我为你查出来。
Let's see, it must be.
第二个, 请问圣经人类开始年代, 与考古学得知人类约干年, 有何不同? According to the biblical recording of the chronology, how does it differ with what you have found in archaeology?
Well, I guess it's a question of how archaeology measures time.
就看考古学的人他怎么样来衡量年代。
There is a theory, call it the carbon 14 theory.
有一个原理他们叫做carbon 14的原理是用碳来测度那个年代的。
And that theory says that you can measure the age of things by a carbon 14 application. I don't know how they do it. And the assumption is that the wearing down of material substance is even. And so that if you apply this, you can go back so many years depending on the amount of wear. And that goes on the theory that the wear or the deterioration was consistently done the same year after year.
考古学家根据一个原理，就是所有的埋葬的东西，他们那个腐蚀的那个程度都是相类似的，所以你就按照他们这个腐蚀的这程度，用一个碳化的一个东西来试验那个东西的年代。
And we know that through atomic explosions, that substance is substance looks and can be measured to appear very, very old through atomic explosion, so that with an explosion, the accumulation of pressure that could represent many, many years could happen in a moment.
但是我们知道, 今天的事物经过原子爆炸以后, 那个东西被原子能, 放射了以后呢, 它所腐蚀的那个程度看上去好像经过好多好多年一样, 所以有的时候不一定很准确。
And we know that the earth is full of explosions, so we can't say that the earth is aging consistently, evenly, but that age pressures come at different amounts, which make something look older than other.
那我们知道今天世界各地都有一些原子的爆炸, 所以我们不能够说所有的东西的腐蚀都是很平衡的那样的腐蚀, 所以若是用这样的方法来试验也不一定可靠。
Now the other way, of course, is where you have in ancient writings descriptions of what people used, and so you find little vessels, pots and pieces and instruments that were used by those peoples, and so all you have to go there by is the description of what people used in particular ages. But I think this question goes back into the what is called the millions of years, the age of the earth, rather than in the kinds of material things that people find that people used.
考古学家另外一个试验是一个年代的方法，就是来看当时所描写的他们的用具是什么，然后我们来根据他们的用具来看那些用具是用在什么年代。但是这个问题所讲的是在人类的开始，应该在地球什么时候开始的时候就应该开始了，所以也不是能够用用具来衡量的。There
are two scientists called Whitcomb and Morris who talk about the Genesis flood, and they talk about the age of the earth. And their theory is that the earth was created, and that the earth is not as old as millions and millions of years. But when the earth came into existence and when it was created, whether it was whether God made it that way or what, that's the way it looked, very much like it looks today.
有两个科学家 Morris 跟 Whitcomb， 他们是科学家专门研究地层的年代，他们就讲到说，今天的地球不像一般人所说的几百万年的历史，而是神所创造了地球以后，那个时候的地球跟我们今天看的地球非常的相似。You
see, the problem you have here is, if you believe that God created the earth, this ball, this planet, then the question is, how did it look when God created it? Were all these hills here when God created it? Or did God just make something smooth, clean, and were there no layers? What was the earth like when he made it? Or did God make it so that it already had a lot of layers and a lot of hills and valleys? And if that's the case, then that's what we have today.
问题就是, 当神创造地球的时候, 神所创造的地球是一个非常平面的圆, 很圆硬的一个地球呢, 还是他造的时候就有很多的地层, 有高山, 然后有一些不同的程度。 若是他造的时候, 就像今天一样, 那我们今天这个地球就跟所创造的时候是相似。
I personally, when I drive through Kentucky and see these strata, and I see all these big rocks jutting out and so forth, you know, you get the feeling that somewhere there was a great tremor in the earth, and there was the glacial period. There's nothing wrong. I have no problem with that. But I do have a problem believing that the earth was a billion years old. How do you measure a billion years? And I have a problem of millions of years. Seems to me that when God made something, he made it. And the question is, how do we know what it looked like when he made it?
当我开车从 Kentucky 来的时候，我看到有一些高山呐， 有一些山谷的地方。那我就想到，我想地球大概是有一些震动，有一些变迁。 但是我没有办法相信，好像地球已经造了几百万年了，或者因为我觉得大概神创造的时候，我觉得可能就跟现在相似，因为我们实在不晓得神创造的时候是什么样子。You
know, another thought I just had, if when we travel around this world and we see it as so beautiful, well, I wonder what it must have looked like before it got to look like it is now. It must have not been very beautiful.
若是我们现在到世界各地看到这个世界是很漂亮的话，我想在神起初创造世界的时候，也一定是非常美的。So
I have an idea that when God made it to begin with, it was beautiful. And maybe it was pretty much like it is now.
我相信神创造的时候，全地一定是已经很美了，可能跟现在是蛮相似的。
Why don't we just settle on 6,000 years?
那我们暂定就说差不多是6,000年吧。
After all, I'd like to see what I look like after 6,000 years.
我就想6,000年以后，我不晓得什么样子了。现代无论是做学生或是做事，课业和是工作的压力都很重，也必须花费很许多的时间、精神和体力，每天所能为主做的。 时间、精神也很实在，很有限。应当如何做才能为主而活？Now
that's a difficult question.
In this generation, whether you're a student or worker in the office, you always face a lot of pressure. You need to spend a lot of time, energy, physical strength to do what you need to do. I don't know. To live in this kind of world, how can you live for the Lord?
Well, you need to spend a lot of time and energy to do what you have to do. Well, what do you have to do?
你在你自己生活的岗位上应该做什么，你就应该花一些时间和精力来做你该做的。Whoever
said that serving the Lord is an accessory? Serving the Lord isn't like a mirror you put on your car or a compass you put in your car, it's essential.
但是服侍神的这件事情是必须的，不是只是一些点缀的工作。
The purpose of man is to live for God and to glorify Him.
人生活的目的就是为主而活，然后荣耀神。
What we're really saying is, I have to do what I have to do, and I don't know if I have time to serve God. Well, the question is, what do you have to do?
你说我好像在我自己的事业上，我需要一些时间和精力，就没有时间来服侍神。我的问题就是说，你到底自己所需要做的是些什么？And
there are 24 hours in a day, and everybody has the same number of hours.
每一个人每天所有的时间是24小时，每个人都是一样的。I
guess it's a question of where your priorities are.
最主要的，你到底是把谁、把什么放成生命的主位？
And serving the Lord, the Lord didn't say that we should just serve Him and pray all day. But it seems to me that if the Lord was able to live on this earth and He could go out and work among people and take time to pray during the day. It seems to me He set a pretty good model for us.
Yeah, 你不能够说我以服侍神就一天到晚只在那里祷告。若是主耶稣今天活在地上的时候，他也会出去做他该做的事情，同时他也是为我们立下了很好的榜样。I
think the Lord built into our own biological clock a need for rest, the way He rested the seventh day. After 6 days of creation, the Lord gave us a Sabbath day to rest.
我想神在创造人的时候，在我们身体里面就放了一些，让我们明白所有的需要。好像说人的身体经过了一些工作，就需要休息。像我们神他创造的时候，工作六天，第七天安息日，他就休息了。And
even our secular employment doesn't ask us to work more than 8 hours a day.
就是我们属事的工作也不要求我们一天要做过八小时。So
that means that we have 16 hours, and out of 16 hours, seems to me a person could find 30 minutes to an hour And I think I'm answering the question. Isn't this the question that they're asking? Okay. Pardon? Okay, she's. So we do have 16 hours, and we could find some time to take time for the Lord. I think the question was taking time to pray.
To live for God.
Oh, to live for God. Okay.
那你工作八小时以后，还有十六小时是你自己的，你怎么样的分配？我想这十六小时的里面，你一定可以找出一些时间为神而活。
Well, then the other side, and I'm picking up the other side of it now. Living for God is not something you do separate from your work.
为主而活，并不是说你就把你在属事的工作分开。
Today I'm working here. Now I'm going to live for God.
我不是说今天我在这里工作，明天我就为主而活，不可以分开的。
No, it's all one cloth. Living for God in the midst of our daily living.
就是我们这个人，就不管是做什么，我们都是为着主而做。
Okay.
在当今竞争的社会里，基督徒是否也应争取升迁加薪呢？ In this society of competition, do Christians need to strive for promotion and increase their salary?
I think a Christian ought to give their best in whatever work they're doing.
基督徒不管做什么，你们应该做的最好。
And I think if there are goals, reach for them with all the energy you have.
若是有一个目标，你们要尽自己的力量来达到那个目标。
During the Second World War, I worked in the Buick Aviation Division on two milling machines. Milling machines there.
在第二次世界大战的时候，我在一个空军的一个 milling machine.
Yeah,
小小的机器.
They slotted the tappets for the airplane engines. They just cutters. Just
哦，那个
milling machine.
切那个飞机的一个小机器.
And they said. During the World War, they said, any ideas you have, we'll give you a bonus for them.
他们说，若是你有很好的一些设计的话，我们就给你一些奖金。
And I was going to college, and I was working there, and I had to leave in September. I said, I got an idea.
我那时候在大学念书，我在要离开学校的时候，我说我有一个好念头。
I told my supervisor, he said, sounds good, turn it in.
他我告诉我的上司，我把我的计划告诉他，他说不错啊，你把你的计划提上去啊。I
said, "Oh, I'm a Christian. I can't do that. I can't make any extra money."
我说我是基督徒，我不应该这样子为了争取钱呢。No,
I didn't say that. I said I sure will, and I wrote it down and I turned it in.
我并没有这样说，我说是啊，我可以，我就把它写下来，我就交上去了。And
when I heard from them. I got $500. Now, back in 1943,
$500
was a lot of money. I was able to pay my whole college tuition for 1 year. I was able to double the production on the machine. Well, I tell you, I could use that $500 just as well as the other guy.
我告诉你，那五百块钱给我很多的用处，跟别人一样的可以用。
No, I think you study hard and do your work and do your homework and get in there and don't be afraid of competition. Competition is good, but don't be crooked.
或者说去压榨人。
Get ahead and show the world that Christians can be sharp. Christians can be intelligent, and Christians can serve God even while they're getting ahead.
你们要尽量的好好的做，让世人看见基督徒也有聪明的，基督徒也有能干的，而且你们做的工作都比人家要好一点。
Some people have the idea that Christians are is a false humility about it. Oh no, no, no! I don't even. Would you please allow me to live, please? No. You don't have to make excuses. God wants you to go out there, jump in with both feet, and get involved in the world and get ahead. But don't be crooked in doing it.
若是你在世上做事的时候，你们就要尽量的争取，不要假谦卑，好像哦，我是基督徒，我不争取这些。神要我们无论做什么都尽力的而为，然后做得好，但是不要用不好的手段。
So, if the Lord wants you to be president of the bank, you just make up your mind you're going to be a president of the bank and you're going to be a good one. And you're going to give lower rates of interest too.
若是神要你做银行的总经理，你就去做吧，最好给人家利息低一点。
Can't you read that? Oh, I'll read it. Or can I? Regarding the philosophy of glorifying God through our actions, how does the experience, both social and materialistic, of a Christian glorify God? That is, movies, shopping, playing football, going to parties. Oh, I love parties. What's wrong with that? What's wrong? Okay. I'm being facetious here. Regarding the glorifying God through our acts, I don't see any. All right.
讲到要用行为来荣耀神的这些哲学，关于在下面的这些事情能不能做，好像说看电影、shopping就逛街，还有打球、打橄榄球，还有参加什么 party， 这些是不是应该做的
？Yeah. Okay. All right. I think anything that you do, if you have less than honorable motives in why you do it, will not glorify God. But I think, as Paul says, in whatsoever we do to the glory of God. I think we have to be careful about somehow, again, I think this idea of separating our human life from our spiritual life. You cannot separate them. You live your human life with a spiritual dynamic, and that infuses your human life. The spiritual life infuses the human life.
就是讲到我们在生活里面，无论做什么，我们首先要审查我们的动机是什么。若是我们动机是正的，我们就可以做。我们不要把好像属世的事情跟属灵的事情分开。我们无论是生活上做什么，我们都把属灵的生命带进去，然后让别的人能够看到我们是与世不同的。
Now, you take movies, for instance. I don't think you could glorify God by going to an X-rated movie.
就好像说看电影的话，你若是一看那些禁止小孩看的电影，我就不觉得你去看这样的电影会荣耀神的。Shopping,
I don't know that I could glorify God if I were shopping in Las Vegas for a lot of sinful kinds of things. Shopping, I go shopping with my wife. And I have to stop her from buying a lot of things. I think that's sinful. When she buys too much. But I think shopping may not glorify God in that if you're spending your money on a lot of playthings and a lot of guns and boats and things like that, and you're neglecting your wife, neglecting your children. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
逛街的这件事情，我想每个人都会到街上去买东西，但是就看你是到哪里去买。若是你到 Las Vegas 去买一些那种犯罪的事情呢，或者你花了一些钱买一些不需要的，或者是你自己玩的球啊、什么船啊，花太多的钱在玩，可是又不管你的太太跟孩子，这些就不对。若是你浪费金钱，这也是不对的。
I think playing football is fine. I'd like to see more Christians play football, but if you want to play football on the sand lot just so you can kick somebody in the shins or you can elbow somebody, then I don't think you glorify God then.
我想你打垒球也是对的，只是你打球的时候不要踢人家，用手去碰人家，用不正当的方法得胜，这样就不对。
And going to parties, if you go to parties just because you want to well, if they serve drinks, I don't think that's a place for a Christian. Or if you want to go to a party just to have a good time and give place to your own sexual desires and to your physical pleasures, I think that is a wrong thing. I think going to parties, wonderful Christian parties. I think a lot of Christians have good parties, but I think they have to glorify God too.
若是你去参加 party 的话，有很多的基督徒开的party是蛮好的，你们可以去参加。但是若是你参加一些 party，他们有的地方是给你们酒喝的，或者是那些 party让你们放纵情欲的，像这一类的 party，你们最好就不要去。In
fact, I think it'd be fun to go to a party and wear a Chinese tiger, or a Chinese dragon, or a dunce cap, or a mask. Have lots of fun. The Lord didn't say you got to go around with a long frown on your face. Be happy, enjoy. Jesus went to a party. In fact, he made good wine for them too. It was a wedding party.
我想你参加一些中国文化的一些 party是没有什么关系的。主耶稣在地上他也参加 party，他甚至于有一次在婚礼的宴会上他还把水变成酒。
My son was the president of his class, high school, senior. And this was in Brazil. And most of them, they were having the senior prom. He said, Father, should I go? I said, well, that's up to you, son. He said, well, I'd rather not go because all they'll be doing is drinking. He said, but they do want me to crown the queen. I'm the president of the class. I said, go crown the queen.
我的儿子他在巴西的时候是班代表，那他们在毕业典礼有一次party的时候， 我的儿子就问我爸爸，我应不应该去呢？他们在那个地方都喝酒，但是我不喜欢参加这些。但是他们要我跟那个我们班的crown戴一个皇冠在那个皇后的头上。那我说那你就跟他去戴吧。So
at 10 o'clock at night, I drove him to the party, and I said, "You call me up when you're ready to come home." Okay, he went there, and the party went on till 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. But he called me up about, I think it must have been about 1 o'clock in the morning, after he had crowned the queen. He said, I'm ready to come home, Dad. I did. I said, what did you do? He said, well, they were all drinking beer. I drank Coke and so forth, and I visited with them. Fine, you were a good testimony.
那他们十点钟的时候开始，我就把我儿子送去，他们那个会要延到三点钟，但是我就告诉他，你要回来的时候打电话给我。结果一点钟的时候他就打电话，他说，爸爸，我已经把那个皇冠戴好了，我现在要回来。 差不多一点钟，我问他你在那里做些什么呢？他说我跟皇冠戴好了以后，我就跟当时的人说话。他们都在喝酒喝啤酒，那我就喝一些汽水。那我说好啊，在这样的场合之中，你也跟神做好的见证啊。If
the baby being born will kill the mother, should the mother have an abortion?
假如说一个小孩子生出来使他的妈妈的生命受威胁的话，是不是这个孩子可以把他堕胎？
The Roman Catholic view has been save the baby at any cost.
若是天主教的概念就是说，不管什么样的情形，都要把孩子留下来。
I think that has not been the position of the evangelical Protestant tradition.
但是基督教的概念就不是这样。
The position that generally the Protestant world, the evangelical world takes is that if the mother's life is in danger, that the child should be sacrificed.
福音派的人他们认为，若是一个孩子生出来影响到妈妈的生命受威胁的话，那应该留妈妈而不是孩子。
And that's where I stand. I think that here's a mother whose life is in danger. She may already have 2 or 3 children. And to save the child and let the mother die would leave a father with 3 children, no mother. Where the mother were saved, she can continue to be a wife and a mother to the children that do.
我自己的看法也是这样，有的时候一个妈妈好像她怀了一个孩子，对她的生命有危险，但是可能已经有了两三个孩子。 若是你要留了这个孩子，让妈妈死的话，那你所留下来的就是一个官夫和三个孤儿。
没有人看过。我说你把妈妈留下来，至少这三个孩子有妈妈看过，还有丈夫，也有太太。
But very often, doctors may recommend or suggest that the mother cannot survive, and the baby should be aborted. And some people have not gone that route, and both were saved. Sometimes you have to be sure that the diagnosis of the doctor is confirmed.
有的时候医生会讲。 好像说，若是留下这个孩子，妈妈的生命就受威胁。但是你要小心，有的时候医生讲的话也不一定是正确的。有的时候，妈妈跟孩子都可以留下来。
I do not believe in abortion, and I don't think we as Christians should accept the abortion practice of today. It is the killing of a human life.
我自己绝对不。 赞同堕胎的，我们知道堕胎其实就是谋杀。
But again, in light of this question, if it's a question of the mother surviving or the child, I think the position generally that we have taken as a church is that the child should be sacrificed.
若是像这个问题这样提出来的，一个孩子的出生影响到妈妈的寿命的时候，我觉得我们的立场是要救妈妈。 What about contemporary Christian music or rock music? Or what? I don't know what contemporary.
Contemporary. Oh, it's not contemptible? Contemporary. You want to tell these people in Japanese what it is?
你认为 现今的基督徒的音乐 现今的基督徒音乐有什么意见? Or I don't know what contemporary means.
Well, there is a lot of good Christian contemporary music.
今天就是现代化的，有很多好的音乐。
But there's some of that music that is indeed contemptible.
但是有很多的音乐只是引诱你做坏事。
I don't like rock.
我不喜欢那摇滚乐。
Well, you're probably saying, sure, look how old you are.
你可能说你这么老了，当然你不喜欢。
But I think we ought to feed ourselves on different kinds of music.
我想我们应该听不同的音乐。
But any kind of music that elicits sexual bodily actions to me is unchristian.
若是任何的音乐影响你身体上面的一些动作，引起情欲的，我觉得这是不合乎基督徒的。
And any kind of music that the music motivates you more than the words, there's something wrong with it.
若是任何的音乐你听了以后，除了你听了那个音乐以后，还让你做其他的一些事情，我觉得就不应该听。
And much of the contemporary music today appeals to the baser sexual urges.
今天多半的现代的音乐
I think that there is a lot of good contemporary Christian music and some of it even, quote, soft rock.
今天有很多的好的现代化的音乐，他们说是那个软的摇滚。
Have any of you ever been to Ichthus down in Wilmore? Anybody? You've been down to Ichthus? I don't go. I only went once to help in counseling and prayer, but they have all kinds of rock.
那你们有没有参加过这个乐团？我是不去的。这个乐团里面有很多的摇滚。那个时候我去跟他们辅导一些工作。
2 months ago, we had 11,000 people from all over the country come there. And it's great. A lot of people get saved, and they're all wonderful people. Many of them are Christians. But I think I would not give them as heavy a dose of rock music as they're getting.
那前些时候我们有一次聚会，参加的人有11,000人，不错，在那次聚会的里面，有的人听到了福音也得救了。 但是我觉得那个音乐不要听太多。
Just be patient, and this heavy rock will pass too. I think another thing is you're not feeding your soul on some of the great hymnody of the church. Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, Let Me Hide Myself in Thee, and Love Divine. All now, those are great hymns. And I suppose you say, well, I get those in church on Sunday morning. And the rest of the 90 hours a week, I want rock. I think it's a disproportionate balance. I think it's a disproportionate balance. Then you can't understand a lot of the words. All that, you know, all you see is just a lot of tight pants and a lot of motions like this, and you see hair flying all over. Really, to me, I don't see how God is glorified with that hound dog approach.
所以你们听那种摇滚音乐的时候，看他们的身体动来动去，一些怪怪的声音，头发飞来飞去，我就觉得这样的音乐实在看不出来神怎么样的能够被这样的音乐来荣耀。
We're having lots of fun.
How can a child of God to be in Christ, to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit for a Christian? Does he need to work it out, to work on it, or it will come naturally when he is in Christ? Some people talk about release the Holy Spirit in you rather than ask, let the Holy Spirit to fill you. Which one is correct according to the word of God?
Oh, that's a good question.
到底一个基督徒, 一个神的儿女说在基督里是什么意思? 一个基督徒他能够, 结果子, 他是不是应该自己努力来做呢? 还是, 只要在主的里面, 他就自然的就生出这些果子呢? 有的人说, 好像你要, release the Holy Spirit 就是释放圣灵 而不是让圣灵从你的里面充满 哪一个是按照你自己圣经的看法哪一个是正确的
I think if you walk in the light and are obeying God's voice as he speaks to you the Holy Spirit will lead you to that point where you can be filled.
若是你行在光中, 按照圣经的话做, 圣灵就带领你, 一定要被圣灵充满。
We don't say to the Holy Spirit, okay, now I'm ready for you, now you come on and do your work.
我们不是说像圣灵说, 现在我已经预备好了, 你现在进到我心里来, 充满我吧。
The very moment you are converted, you begin the process of being sanctified.
当你接受主的那一刹那，你就已经是分别为圣了。
And nobody who is a child of God, or rather I should put it this way, everybody who is converted and is a child of God has the Holy Spirit already in him.
每一个人当他接受主的时候，圣灵就进到他的心中。
And the work of the Holy Spirit, as you'll find in chapter 14 of John that I mentioned this morning, is to lead us. When he has come, he will guide you. He will convict you. He will convince you.
到约翰福音14章所提的那个当圣灵来的时候，他要带领你，他要让你相信，而且他要带领你前面的路。
So the way for you to come to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit is to do what St. Paul says, quench not the Spirit, grieve not the Spirit, resist not the Spirit.
所以你要让圣灵来充满你的道路，就像保罗说的, 你不要抵制圣灵，不要让圣灵担忧，不要拒绝圣灵的带领。
The Holy Spirit will lead you into his fullness as long as you keep walking and being led by him. I think it's proper for you to pray to God that His Holy Spirit will enlighten you more and will help you, and to seek the Holy Spirit day by day in His leadership into those next steps of spiritual growth.
我想在你每天的祷告里面，你是可以向神求，让圣灵来带领你，来光照你，而且让你慢慢的一天一天在圣灵里面长进。请问你所属的教会对传福音给中国大陆有何负担？ Number one, the church you belong, what kind of burden you have toward the mainland China people? Do they have any burden at all to the Chinese in the mainland China?
Like this church here?
Yours, probably. Pardon? The church you belong.
Oh, that I belong to. The Free Methodist Church? Or just the church in America? My Free Methodist Church? Well, our Free Methodist Church has had work in China for over 100 years. Many, many years. And when the Second World War came, our missionaries had to flee, and they went to the Philippines, and they went into Hong Kong, and they're in Taiwan. And when I was in... Go ahead.
我所属的这个教会其实对中国人的负担在一百年前已经开始了。那后来共产党来了以后，他们到菲律宾，到台湾，到香港。
And when I was in Taiwan, some of the national brethren who had been in mainland China were waiting when China will open up and they could go back. And some of the missionaries, Carolyn Winslow, I don't know if you know that name, Carolyn Winslow was in Taiwan because she couldn't go back to mainland China.
当我在台湾的时候，就是从大陆去的一些中国的弟兄，他们一直在等待大陆的门开放，还有宣教师，温斯洛姊妹，她也是原来在中国传福音的，也在那里等待。And
since China is beginning to open up, our missionary personnel have already gone back to visit, and they have found dear old saints of God of the Free Methodist Church as strong as ever.
那自从大陆的门开了以后，我们教会的宣教师有很多已经回去看那边的地方的中国的基督徒，也找到了一些在过去一起同工的弟兄姐妹。他们发现这么多年来，他们在主的里面仍旧是强壮。
And we have many Free Methodists in China, mainland China.
在中国大陆有很多的美裔美会的一些宣教士。And
my next trip to Taiwan, I'm going to slip across the sea and go into China and meet some of those wonderful Free Methodists who have been faithful down through the years.
下次当我回台湾的时候，我就要顺便回大陆去一下，来见一见过去在我们教会里面那些忠心的弟兄姐妹们。So
our church has had that was one of our major missionary fields, and it still is today. And we're going to have a lot of missionaries going back.
在我们的教会里面，对中国的传福音的负担是我们最主要的对象，一直到今天还是如此。我想以后有机会，我要回去。
Is there anybody here who wants to go? If you want to go, why, our church will be happy to send you.
若是你愿意回去的话，我想我们教会会愿意支持你。Second question. 有心把孩子奉献给神，父母要如何做才能引导这孩子成为全世间的传道人？ If parents want to offer their children to God, what should the parents do in order that their children will become a full-time minister to the Lord?
Well, I think the most that parents can do is to dedicate them to the Lord when they are born.
我想父母能够最做能做的就是当孩子生出来的时候，我们就把孩子奉献给神。
And then keep your hands off.
你们就把手放下来，让神去做工。
Give them a good Christian home, be good models, and show Christ-like spirit yourself. That is what is required.
给为他们安排一个很好的基督徒的家庭，然后在你们的生活上成为他们的榜样，然后让主耶稣的生命从你的生命里面流露出来。
And for heaven's sake, don't push your child into the ministry or push them to be a missionary.
请你们不要勉强你们的儿女全世界的来服侍神，或者把他们逼他们出去做宣教士。
Sometimes parents want their children to do what they couldn't do, and they want to relive their lives to their children. That is not right.
有的时候父母就逼着孩子做他们一生的想要做的事情，就自己没有实现的愿望，让孩子来做，这样是不对的。
My son was going to go into international diplomacy, and I was very happy.
我的儿子马上他要在全世界的传福音的事上马上就要做了，我为他很高兴。
When he was in college, he changed his major. I went up to his room, I said, I heard you change your major, why did you do that?
他在大学的时候他就改行，我就问他，你怎么，我看你好像要改行，是为什么呢？
He said, well, Father, I've been singing in camp meetings in quartet two or three summers, and I figure that the most important thing in the world is to get the gospel out, and the best way I could do that is through the ministry.
他就跟我讲，爸爸，我一直到今天所做的只不过就是献献诗而已。那我觉得在世界上能够做最大的事就是传福音，所以我要全世间的来服侍神。I
said, wonderful, son, and may God go with you. But as I walked out of the room, I thought to myself, Lord, protect him from all of the hardships that he is going to face.
那我听到了以后说好啊，这实在是好，我希望神祝福你。当我从他房间里面出来的时候，我向神祷告，我说神啊，你要保护我的儿子，我知道他在前面有很多艰难的道路。
Because the natural tendency of a father, a preacher father and mother, is to want to protect your children from some of the very difficult kinds of things that a pastor has to face.
特别是做牧师的父母，他们了解做牧师的困难。当他看到了儿子有要走这同样道路的时候，自然的心里面就有这样的来向神祷告，来保护他的儿子。
And yet, one of the greatest callings is to go into full-time ministry. But people who go into engineering and other kinds of service, that can be your calling too. Let God call you, and parents, let God deal with them. Don't push your children.
的确，最大的一个工作是神呼召你全世界出来，但是神也是呼召一些人来做工程师或者做其他各行的工作。不管如何，神呼召给我们做的是我们该全心做的。所以做父母的，不要勉强你的儿女做你要他所做的。And
Calvinistic means that you believe that once a person is saved, he is saved forever and can never be lost.
Now, I don't know
what kind of church you have. Your pastor will have to tell you this, but your church naturally is Protestant. You know you're not Catholic, and I doubt that your Mennonite or all you women would be wearing little bonnets. Say.
我想你们的带领的弟兄可以告诉你们这是属什么宗派，但是我可以告诉你，你们不是天主教，你们也不是 Mennonite。假如是 Mennonite 的话，你们的姊妹头上要戴个帽子。I wish
you were a Free Methodist Church.
我希望你们是寻道会。
And Free Methodist doesn't mean that it's free.
寻道会并不是。
There are two branches of Protestantism, and that's the Calvinistic branch, and then there's the Wesleyan.
在基督教的里面有两个很大的宗派，一个是 Calvin， 一个是 Wesley 的派。
Yeah, and the Calvinist group, of course, are the moody people who hold to the doctrine of election. And predestination and eternal security. That is pretty much what the Baptist groups of people and the independent churches are like.
Calvin派的就主要目的的属于这个 他们相信预选 他们相信一次得救永远得救 还有浸信会的多半也就主张这样的信仰
And the other There's another branch, of course, major branch, and that is the holiness tradition, the Wesleyan tradition, and the tradition that believes that you become a Christian, and then and you can lose your salvation, but you become a Christian and you go on and you can have another definite second work of grace in entire sanctification.
Wesley的宗派他就是相信你信了主以后，你以后可能要 失去你的救恩，你可能有第二次的，得从神那里得到恩典。
Why don't you ask your pastor what kind of church this is?
请你们问你们带领的弟兄。
Maybe the pastor's wife knows. Well, you are God's people. That's important.
最主要的是你们属神的人，这是最重要的。
But I do think that it helps a church. To have their own theology and to know what their theology is.
我想很重要就是每一个教会都应该有很清楚的信仰，让他们一同按着这个真理来追求。基督徒对离婚问题应该采取什么样的态度？ What kind of attitude the Christians should take about divorce?
Well, God hates divorce. That's what the Bible says.
圣经上告诉我们神恨恶离婚
And there are times when divorce might be the better way than to go on living and being beaten and being destroyed and having children being beaten and destroyed.
当然有一些非常的情形就是说你没有办法只有离婚因为若是你继续的结婚的话可能太太一直被打
Some people talk about a happy wedlock and a holy deadlock.
有人说到你要结婚的话就应该很快乐，但是你若是分开的话，也应该是圣洁的。God
wants us to have a happy wedlock, but He doesn't want us to have a holy deadlock.
神要我们有一个快乐的婚姻的生活，但是
I think there are a lot of Christian people who are getting divorces who, if they had a little more patience and prayed more and talked more and got counseling, they wouldn't have to divorce.
我知道有很多的离婚，若是他们花了多一点时间祷告，或者说得到一些辅导，有一些忍耐，他们是不会离婚的。
There are some people who just live together, and that's all. They're really not happy, but they just, you can't... You know, just don't even believe in divorce, but we just have to live it out now.
那有的人他们活在一起的时候觉得不快乐，就说算了吗？这样活在一起不快乐，就干脆就离婚了。Somebody
asked an old man, they had been married, he and his wife, for 60 years, and they said, tell us, what's the secret of your living together all these years?
有一个人问一个老人，他跟他太太已经结婚60岁了，就问他说，到底你们能够同居60年的秘密是什么？怎么能够跟他快乐的活60年呢？
And the man asked me, he said, did you ever think of divorce when you were married over these 60 years?
他说在，就问那个人说，你这60年的当中，你有没有什么时候想到要离婚的呢？
He said, divorce, never. Murder, yes.
他说离婚倒是没想过，那是要谋杀，常常有这样的意思。No,
God intended that marriage should be a holy sacramental experience ordained of God, and God doesn't want us to play with that relationship.
神要我们活在一起有一个很圣洁、很快乐的关系，而不是要我们彼此中间。
The reason we have so many divorces is because marriage is so easy anymore.
Pardon?
The reason we have so many divorces is because marriage is so easy. People don't take it too lightly.
今天我们有这么多的离婚的案件，就是因为人把婚姻的事情看得太轻了。They
say, well, let's live together for a year or two, and if we get along, we'll get married. But they find out that they say, well, why bother to get married? We're enjoying ourselves living together, and marriage has no meaning.
有的人就是说我们一两年同居在一起嘛，假如我们合得来的话就结婚，所以他们看到结婚是这么能够住在一起，何必结婚呢？所以大家对结婚都是一个很轻看的态度。
I think the best guarantee for a good marriage is to have principles, deep-seated moral principles, and a good relationship with Jesus Christ.
我想一个快乐的生活就是你要有一个很好的道德的标准，跟主耶稣有一个很亲密的关系。Second question. 怎么理解现在社会中的高离婚率的现象？ How can you explain the high rate of divorce rate?
Well, I think I talked a little bit to that just a moment ago. They say that 50% of the marriages end up in divorce, so that when you see two people getting married, you can count on one of them getting divorced.
我提过，就是今天的离婚率，就是两对结婚的，其中有一对就要离婚。
I think there's a strong humanistic influence that has come upon the American scene today, humanism.
我想就是今天影响美国社会最大的一个因素就是人文主义。
And that philosophy is be happy at any cost.
就说不管什么样光景，你快乐就好了。
And if you don't like something, find something else.
若是你不喜欢的话，你就去另找。
And the fact that we have everything so convenient now, why can't we have what we want in marriage? If we don't like it, we'll go get another one.
那特别是今天，什么事情都很容易。若是你不喜欢那个人，我找另外一个人也很容易。为什么还一定要跟他继续的结婚呢？
It's what they call a hedonistic philosophy. It's a philosophy of pleasure and physical satisfaction.
这个他们叫做是满足的一个哲学，就是只要满足你自己，你就可以做。We've
been dealing here just recently, my wife more than I, with a fellow just decided he wasn't interested in his wife anymore, and she's having a baby in a couple of weeks. He says, I don't want to be bothered. He just walks away.
最近我们处理一对夫妇，那个先生要离开他的太太，他太太还有一两个礼拜就要生孩子了，他就决定要走开。And
I think it all goes back to the breakdown of the home.
我想这些都是因为家庭破碎的一个基本原因。That
plus what we're learning in our grade schools and high schools and colleges, it's a miracle that marriage is even an institution today.
再加上在小学、中学、大学我们所学习的那些，今天在社会上还有婚姻的存在，我觉得已经是很奇妙了。So
the greatest guarantee is your home and your church.
所以最保险的一些基本的概念就是从你的家里面和教会里面来形成。我是基督徒。 但由于社会和历史的原因，我的太太或先生不是基督徒，我们互相热爱、互相理解。你觉得这样的关系合适吗？ I'm a Christian. Because of the social and historical reason, my spouse is not a Christian, but we love each other, understand each other. You think this kind of a relationship is reasonable?
Oh yes, I think so. I think if there is a believer and a non-believer who are married, Peter and Paul tell us that the saved partner sanctifies the unbeliever, and he says in no way should that the believer leave the unbeliever. I think the believer will live his life and can help that person to become a believer.
若是你的配偶是不信的，你们彼此相爱、彼此了解是好的。有保罗说到，若是你的配偶不信的话，可能因为你的信使你的配偶能够成圣，所以你们应该相爱。We
had a couple who came from Japan to Brazil, and he was president of a company in Brazil, and he became a Christian in Japan, And his wife was a Buddhist, and she wouldn't go to church.
我在巴西的时候有一个从日本来的一个经理，他是在巴西的时候信的主，但是他的太太在日本还不信主的，但他信主以后叫他太太到教会去，他太太不肯去。
But very much like the couple that's asking this question, they loved each other. And she came with him to visit in our home, and we visited in their home.
他们的情形就像这个情形是相似的。后来他太太到了巴西，他来到我们家来看我们，我们也到他们家去看他们。
And she realized that while they were happily married, that her husband had something more than she did.
但是他们是彼此相爱，他们在快乐的生活里面，这个太太发现她的先生有一些她自己没有得着的事。
And she finally found the Lord. Beautiful experience.
那后来因为他先生的带领，他就认识了神，他们彼此的经验实在是很美。
And the last time I saw them is when I left the airport in Tokyo, and she came dressed in her kimono, gave me a beautiful present, and she was telling me how wonderful the Lord was to her.
最后一次我看他是在日本上飞机的时候，那个太太抓着我的手说，认识神以后，神对他何等的美好。To
this couple, I would say that the Lord can only make that marriage even happier and more exciting.
对他们的婚姻，我就想，神在他们的彼此的关系里面，能够使他们彼此更相爱、更美好。Because
the Lord does not bring division, He brings warmth and love and wholeness.
神是不愿意我们分开的，他愿意我们彼此相爱，而且温暖的生活。Please, all the choir members go downstairs. Questions about abortion again. Should a baby be aborted if the mother was pregnant due to any of the following causes? First, rape. Second, failure of birth control. Third, unfaithful relationship. 下面的这些情形应不应该堕胎？第一，是因为强奸的缘故；第二，是因为避孕失败；第三种，是因为不贞洁的行为跟别人发生关系的结果，应不应该这样三种情形应不应该堕胎？
I mean, these are hard questions. Even the Supreme Court can't seem to answer it.
这问题很艰难，高等法院也没有办法回答。
I think Chief Justice Berger just resigned because he couldn't answer some of these questions.
我想大法官他辞职，可能就是不能回答这一类的问题。
I think it all resides within the person who is carrying that child.
我想就是主要看这个怀孩子的这个人的心境怎么样。
Very often they will listen to other people, and sometimes parents will come in and say this, and a church will say this, but it all boils down to what that person will do.
常常他就会听别人的意见，他父母的意见呢，或者说教会的意见呢，但是最主要的是他自己要怎么做。
If that girl was raped, she could say to herself, okay, it wasn't my fault, but I can go ahead and have this child and give it to a couple that would give a right arm to have a baby.
若是他是被强奸有的这个孩子，他自己明白这不是我的错，我就把这孩子生出来，然后做其他的安排。
And as far as the birth control pills, I think here's a case of where a person apparently has allowed herself to become pregnant. It's her mistake and not somebody else raping her. Therefore, she has to decide what she's going to do with that child.
那关于避孕失败的缘故呢，那一定是你自己在吃药或者在控制的时候是你的错。若是是你自己的错，你自己应该面对你自己的错。
And even there, the same thing can be done with this child, where there are many people in the world looking for a baby.
若是这样的话，你实在不能带的话，你也知道世界上其他的人他们在 等待着要,
It's a case of unfaithfulness. Sometimes she may have to deal with her husband. And she's been unfaithful to her husband and is pregnant by another man. This is a case of where the husband has to come into the picture.
若是你是因为不真的行为跟别人发生关系有了这孩子呢，我想你应该面对你的丈夫来解决这个问题。
Because that child can come into that family and that husband would just abuse that child.
很可能那个孩子生下来以后，你的丈夫会常常会虐待这个孩子。
Or else the mother will just have to decide which whether she's going to bring a baby into the world to be destroyed by the environment she brings it into, or whether she herself is going to destroy it.
这是一个决定，就是说你应该把孩子生出来，让这孩子被这环境毁灭呢，还是你自己毁灭自己？
Now I think this whole business of abortion also has a time period too.
我想这个。 堕胎的这件事情也有一个时间的差别。
And here again, I can't answer it because some say, well, to abort within the first 3 or 4 weeks or 6 or 5 or 6 months, I don't know the answer. The only thing is, it's got to be done with a sense of feeling that what you're doing is the right thing and having a good conscience about it.
有的人说在前面好像 前的三四个礼拜可以，或者说，有的人甚至于说五六个月都可以。我觉得做这些事情的时候，你先最好在神的面前有一个清洁的良心。
There are pro-abortion people, and then there are pro-life people, and I'm not a pro-abortion person.
有的人是赞成堕胎的，有的人是不赞成堕胎。我个人是绝对不赞成堕胎。
I believe if the mother's life is in jeopardy, if the mother's life is in jeopardy, as I said before, then I think the mother's life should be spared.
我只认为若是生这个孩子影响到妈妈的生命的时候，我是觉得这样的情形是应该堕胎。除此之外，我不相信应该堕胎。
This is not one of my favorite subjects.
这不是我很喜欢谈论的题目。
And I really could, I'd rather have some input from people who've really studied this thing and fought over it.
我想最好你们找一些专家，他们在圣经上在这方面有更多的研究，他们给你的答案一定是更能够让你们满意。Second question.
I think there are consequences. There are negative results whichever way you go, and the question is which is the worse and which is the better of two evils. Neither one is desirable.
不管怎么样都会带来不好的后果，你自己要衡量哪一个后果比较。
Will God give baby to couples who has inherent diseases?
I don't think we can say God giving babies to anyone, because having a baby is a natural biological process.
因为人有孩子是一个自然的生理现象。
I don't think that the Lord is going to intervene and say, no, you have venereal disease, or you have this disease, and so you're not going to have a baby. I don't think God works that way.
神不会说，到一些人的面前说，你因为有一些性病，所以你不可以有孩子。神并不是这样的向神说，向人说话。
The natural process of reproduction, if it's there, it'll happen, whether people have disease or not, and then the consequences have to be dealt with. But I don't think that God intervenes and says, well, you can have babies and you can't.
不管怎么样，只要你在生理上是那样的进行的，不管你有病没有病，你都会有孩子。所以并不是说你有了病，神就说，哦，因为你有这个病，所以你不能有孩子。神不是这样工作的。
The ancient law of karma is true here. Whatever you sow, you reap.
圣经上的原理就是你种的是什么，你收的也是什么。
I wish I had better answers, but I have to talk a whole hour before I come up with what I think is a good answer. I think I could approach it, but not yet.
我对于这些方面没有太多的研究。
My wife wants to say something. Let her talk. She's What are you suggesting? No, but what do you think that woman ought to do? She has four children and she's been raped. Should she have it aborted? This is the question.
As a woman, I agree.
Well, this is what I'm trying to...
Life.
Yeah. Are you hearing that? Even if you have other children, you've been raped, she feels that as a woman, she could not take a life. Well, this is exactly what I've been saying.
She couldn't do it and justify the sin of the man who had raped.
Yeah.
And make it... And I just couldn't do it because...
Okay.
Taking a life. Okay. Do you want to say? Mrs. Manoia他补充一点，就是说我们在堕胎的时候，我们千万不要忘记一件事情，我们是谋杀一个生命，就甚至于好像说一个姊妹她帮助她的，她已经有了四个孩子，她被强奸了以后又有了一个孩子，当然包括很多很多的痛苦，但是
Even Romans 8:28, everything that happens to us, God can bring some good out of it. So if a woman is raped, it's a bad thing, it's an evil thing, but you can still take that child, as I said, and give it to someone, or put it into some family. People don't care where that child has come from, they want a baby. And so I'd say pro-life is where I stand, and I think you need to keep that in mind.
就像罗马书8:28说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。所以有的时候可能是因为不好的原因你怀孕了，但是你也可以，可能有了那个孩子，你也得到很多的益处。你可能把那个孩子给别人收养，别人很希望有一个孩子，或者用其他的方法。我自己的个人的立场就是，还是绝对赞成不堕胎。
I have 2 minutes.
Thank you.
谢谢 Dr. Manoia.
Thank you, Dr. Manoia.
对于传道人的经历，一直是我很羡慕的。
I really admire the experience of pastors.
早上可以讲2个钟头，下午还要讲2个钟头，等一下还我们叫还要叫他讲2个钟头。
He spoke 2 hours in the morning, just spoke 2 hours again, then he will speak 2 more hours later.
我们等一下有20分钟休息时间。
We will have 20 minutes breaking.
还没休息以前，我先提醒外地来到我们这边的弟兄姐妹们。
I'd like to remind our friends and brothers and sisters come from out of town.
如果说你们今天晚上要留在 Cincinnati 的，请尽快跟我们联络。
If you'd like to stay in Cincinnati tonight, will you please contact us right away after the meeting?
Dr. Manoia 明天早上还要继续为我们讲传讲信息。
Dr. Manoia will stay here and he will give us message tomorrow morning.
如果说你们愿意今天晚上留在Cincinnati的，就跟我们联络，我们有很多弟兄愿意开放他们家来接待你们。
If you are willing to stay here in Cincinnati, please contact us. We're willing to receive you.
好，我们现在请任牧师，我们做个结束祷告。
We ask Pastor Ren to dismiss us with a prayer.
主啊，你不但给我们从罪恶中活过来，你还给我们降临一切神国的为荣耀。谢谢记得你突然说释放的信息来帮助我们，也记得这些天大的问题，它的社会的罪恶，让我们自己不能胜过，因为我们住在这个罪恶的社会当中，我们自己也是罪犯不得的人。主啊，为借着你的宝血，借着你的生命，能够翻越为圣。我们。